Welcome, everyone, to today's podcast episode. You're listening to the Home Design Podcast. My name is Adam Case, your host, and we aim to educate, inspire, and connect South Florida with the industry authorities within their trade. Today, we're discussing the innovation and design behind stretch ceiling, linear lighting applications, and the perseverance of building a business here in the U.S., all with Rustam Yunusov of Vellum Design. Russ, I've known you for a while now, basically since you moved here, or even before you probably even really moved here. But I want to start this off because you have an incredible story between who you are, how you started the business, what is the business. So let's start with the most difficult question of the day. Who is Rustam Yunusov?
Hey, everyone. Hey, Adam. Good to be here. In this podcast, absolutely.
You like excited. The ceiling, by the way?
I do like the ceiling. It looks really good.
It's beautiful. I'll give you the number of the people that did it. It's amazing stretch ceiling, linear lighting. We got it all.
I'll definitely use it. So, yeah, you're right. You know, I think we know each other even earlier before I actually immigrated to the United States. And I remember myself, you being that person kind of, I think, contacted by the LinkedIn,
yep.
You know, we did our homework before we actually moved to the US. And of course, we were doing kind of a little research, let's call it this way. And pretty much I remember you contacting me a few times, even before I moved. And that was a good move. I would say, hey, this guy was, you know, how do you say, persistent? If that's the right word.
Yeah, I guess that's in my job description, right?
Absolutely. And that's how you do it. You know, right. That's how you get the sales done. You follow up, simple as that. So yeah, that's how we met, I think, on LinkedIn.
Yeah, absolutely. And when you were bringing your business to the US and how you started, you know, one of your first steps was going into the home show. But, you know, let's talk about your story about, you know, immigrating here and bringing your business, building your business, and, you know, where it all started.
Sure. So realistically, it all started when my mom moved to the US, you know, when I was like 15 years old. And that's why I let's call it alone in my country.
And you're originally from?
Lithuania.
There you go.
And that was a time where my mom really wanted me to move to the US. And I actually tried when I was 19 years old. I moved to New Jersey. And that's a terrible place to be. It's not like Miami for sure.
So no?
It took me some time to realize, maybe 8 months. I was a valet parking attendant,
right?
Making some dollars to actually invest into my education. And I wanted to go back to Europe to get business administration education. And that's what I did. I was parking cars. And eventually earned some money, came back, paid for the first course, first year. And I started my first business actually being 20 years old.
Wow. And what was that business?
That was business in logistics. Simply, I started working as a manager, call it this way, or sales, managing some trucks, you know, logistics business. And eventually it took me a few months to realize that I can do it myself.
There you go.
So I opened up a business. But how did I get here? So I came back to Europe. I lived my life there, but I still had my green card. And one day I wake up and I say to myself, hey, my green card is about to expire and I need to renew it. So the only way you renew it, you go back to the US. And realistically, you know, because I spent a lot of time in Europe, I thought, probably they will not renew it. So I took a chance. And as I always say, the only shot you miss is the one you don't take. So I said to myself, okay, I'm going to fly in to the US, New York. And if they let me in, I have to do something with this. So that was a promise to myself. If I'm moving in there, if I get the green card renewed, I'm going to move and do business in the US. Because that's the country where, as I say, you know, country of opportunities. That's everyone says that. Why not trying to achieve that American dream? So imagine I'm flying in to New York City Airport, JFK, give my passport. They take me to the room. I'm like, okay, they're going to deport me. Takes, 20, 30 minutes. He invites me and says, welcome back home.
That must have been a good feeling.
That's it. That's all I did. I renewed my green card, came back, said to my wife, listen, now it's time for a new life, new experience, you know, new challenges. She thought I'm crazy. Realistically.
Well, I think that's the job of our wives, like to assume we're crazy.
True. And you know, that was her home. She had a new house. She had a good work and the kids and everything is fine. Why would you even do anything with your life now? So I decided I want to do something in my life. So basically I came over here and that was a December 31st and I said, I want to wake up in the United States. And that was 2017. Yep. And that's the year we actually met.
Yep.
And that was the first time we did a home show together.
The first show you did was Miami Beach in March of 2018, I believe.
No, I think that was Hurricane Irma at that time.
And it was pushed off.
It was.
Right.
No, we had a good show. Right. We thought we had a good show.
Right.
But right after the show, everyone had to hide and leave Miami.
Exactly.
So we didn't get actually none of the clients realistically.
Right.
But me as an entrepreneur, you know, what do? If you try it once, it doesn't work, try it one more time. It doesn't matter how many times, right. Just go get it.
Exactly.
So we did another show in like two months, I think.
2 months after, yeah.
Right. Well, it is what it is. And I'm happy where I'm at right now. And one of our, let's call it this way, reasons for success is meeting you.
Well, I mean, that is a huge honor because, I mean, we've seen how you've grown. Not only as an individual, but as a business, you've evolved. But yet you're still doing the same thing, but in a whole different way. And the evolution of your brand and your business has taken really who you are as an individual, the people that you're working with alongside every single day, and the types of projects that you're working on are absolutely, they're not only just, you know, beautiful projects, but they're inspiring. You know, you're changing the way the design industry really looks at ceilings, how it looks at lighting, you know, but as far as how you took these steps, and we're talking Vellum Design, you know, if for all of you who don't know, Vellum Design is the leader in stretch ceiling applications, different types of lighting solutions. When you see a ceiling that just looks different and just beyond the level of perfection and lighting applications that you couldn't ever imagine, you're probably thinking or looking at Vellum Design.
Probably, yes. But in my point of view, I realized sometime that the only way you can grow your business and it can evolve only if your personality grows. So we could say Vellum Design became something different than it was 2017. But I have changed my mindset overall, personality growth. I invested a lot into that. That's how you grow your business. I say your business is as big as your mindset. So I've tried different things in my life, different experiences. And only this way you can, try it in your business. I mean, different ways. So if something doesn't work, you just do it different way.
Right.
So I invested a lot of time into mindset.
Yourself. Yeah, absolutely. And I know that you've had some inspirational people in your life, different mentors, different people that you've had the chance to be able to work with. I want to talk about that because that has been kind of a way that you've been able to mold and get outside perspective.
You know, the biggest mentor I have is the guy who is no longer with us, and I never met him. The guy who was a teacher for Tony Robbins, and his name is Jim Rohn. So I actually had his 11 hours, a few books, running in my, always listening to them. And it's the whole truth of the entrepreneurial mindset is there.
Right.
And simple things we people just don't practice. So I, you know, lazy people, they don't want to invest time into themselves. They want to change anything. So that's why nothing changes in their life. So in my case, I said, I'm rather invest into myself. Then that's how the business evolves. It's even, you know, we just had a discussion with the girls over here. The brand changed, the logo changed just because you feel different way. That's why when you walk into the Vellum Design's office today and I don't know, 10 years ago, that's a different brand. That's different emotions, different mindset, different way you get serviced. And I think that's very important. It's not about ceiling or lighting. It's more about people's emotion, how you feel at your home. So if we are able to educate our clients or pass that passion we have, you know, you look at things different way. You look at your home different way. I would say here in the US, overall, maybe because of a lot of rental properties, but overall, the design, the interior design aspect in people's life doesn't really exist much. I think because of the rental, a lot of properties and people just don't invest into that. But overall, I think that's your daily environment. That's where you wake up and you look at your ceilings. Where overall interior design is so important in our lives because it changes the mood, changes the perspective, the way we look at life. So people are flashy on their cars and I don't know, watches and their clothes, but they don't invest time what's going on in their everyday life, the bedroom, the kitchen where you spend time. I think that's very important.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more because the amount of time that we spend at home and we're spending it with the people typically that you care about most, with your family, with your friends. But the feeling that you achieve, you know, from all different components, and we could be talking about the aesthetic to things of like biophilia, you know, when we're introducing plants and natural tones and natural elements. And a lot of that all plays off of also lighting. Like, yes, lighting can be absolutely beautiful, but also the color, the different tones, how it's set, how it's programmed, it all affects the overall feeling that you get when you're home. And you want to feel a certain way when you're home because that's where you're probably working on yourself. You know, the most important investment you can make is in yourself. So, you know, your approach and, you know, when you're talking about what you guys do as a business and how it's, yes, you know, lighting solutions, ceilings, things like that, but it is 100% the feeling you get. And we experience that personally at every single home show that you guys participate in. You guys are creating an experience. And that's exactly something that can be replicated into people's homes, into people's work environments, into people's developments and projects and everything, because that's ultimately what will also separate one versus another.
Absolutely. Lighting is so important in our life. And if we look at the, you know, it's called circadian rhythms, right? So for example, in the evening, if somehow you're lighting, I don't know, some type of a cans, that's what's very popular in here in the US. And most of the time they are very bright and temperature Kelvins, which are like around 6,000 Kelvins. It's too high, too much. And what happens, you know, we in our life want to avoid, you know, screens before we go sleep. That affects, you know, the quality of your sleep. So if somehow you're working on your house right now and it's your project of your life, or you're building something, or you're changing and remodeling, pay attention to lighting. Why? At home, you want to have as low Kelvins temperature, white, low, more next, you know, closer to yellowish. It's called like 2700, even lower. 2700, 3000 Kelvins is really important. Why? Because simply you're going to sleep better. You're just going to sleep better. Or it's called tunable white, where you're able to tune the white into a lower temperature. Daytime, of course, you can use your, you know, 4,000 Kelvins. I would never go at home more than 4,000 Kelvins because it affects completely your mood.
You don't want to feel like you're in a hospital.
Absolutely, absolutely. So it's very important to dig in deeper and understand the technology which is available at the moment. One of them called dim to warm. So before you go sleep, you dim it down a little bit. At the same time, the technology allows you to change the color of the temperature and go warmer. The warmer you go in the evening, your body produces the melatonin, and this way you're gonna sleep much, much better. And you wake up in the morning, you're all fresh and happy to go do whatever you want.
Maybe that's what I need to try on my kids. I need to make it a little warmer, but no, I mean, and that, you know, speaks so true to every element as far as where we spend time and dirt, you know, certain colors are meant for certain spaces, but especially at home, a lot of people with automation, they have the capability to be able to have it adjust automatically as the day is changing.
Right, there's a technology which allows us to do that as the day is changing. In the morning, it's still warm. As the sun goes up, it gets colder. And then in the evening, it goes down again, just like the sun.
Right.
That's a circadian rhythm. We have normally, biologically in our body, that's how we feel better if we do it, you know, this way. If somehow you wake up at noon and it's dark, you don't feel like something is wrong here, right? Because you already, it's a habit, right? We have, let's call it this way. So yeah, lighting is so important, and what we do with development design, that's what we do, is we overall work on aesthetics to make it look good. But besides that, we try to help our clients to achieve as well. More important is the right lighting, because there are so many different types of lighting, you know, spot lighting, flood lighting, and etc. Accents. It's all about design. Working with the functionality of lighting. So it's a one-stop shop for us, and we just love what we do, aesthetics.
No, it's absolutely amazing because, you know, you guys cover, and people don't realize the impact of ceilings and lighting until you actually experience it. And I just want to, you know, step back into, you know, Vellum Design. You guys specialize in stretch ceiling applications and these lighting solutions, but I want people to further understand, for those that don't know, what are stretch ceilings? Because when you see it, like, this is the ultimate contemporary look, but it is for all design styles. So I want, let's touch on stretch ceiling, because I feel like you are the one that has really made it a thing here in the US market, you know, as far as your efforts, the design styles, everything, but it has been around in the European market for a long time.
True. So if you look at the product overall, it's been invented over 40 years ago, and somehow it got popular, very popular in France. And at some point, they used to call it French ceilings.
Oh, really?
And it was in the market of the United States over 20 years for sure.
I mean, that goes to show that it is true that we get everything years later. So if you want to know what is the trend for 5 years from now, go to Europe.
But it's vice versa. You don't get something what is in US and Europe right away as well. Well, the world is global right now. And
right.
We have the, you know, the videos and flights and whatever. It's all happening. But let's get back to stretch ceilings. So it was in the United States market for a while. But it just mainly were used in the commercial and hospitality projects. If you walk in right now to the Apple stores, to Tesla, to Ferrari stores, everything is stretch ceilings there. You just don't know. And most of the time, the applications are like backlighted luminous ceilings in those, you know, car salons, the exotic cars, whatever you call them. But if you walk into the Apple store, just simply white matte finishes are installed by stretch ceilings by the company from France. So they got this market forever in the commercial space. But what we did, we said, okay, that's an amazing product. Maybe they are overpricing it. It just doesn't make the economical sense to them to go residential if you're getting, you know, a national project through the architects. So they just don't do that. So eventually we said, okay, we're bringing this product and new different lighting styles and technology to the residential market, and we make it affordable to the, you know, to people who wants to actually decorate the space. So we took that step, and, you know, I had spent hours and hours on promoting the product to designers and architects in the residential market, educating the overall the market in the US. And I think it's got popular already here in Miami a lot, you know.
Absolutely.
So it takes time, but it's a great product. Fast installation, clean finish, clean look, modern look, contemporary look, you name it. It just every day I still have to educate the market and talk about it.
And that's the most exciting part of business, because obviously you are beyond passionate about what you do and how you change people's lives. But the potential of what can be done, you know, as long as somebody has an open mind. I mean, you guys do renderings, you go through the whole design process, you show the what someone's space could be and how it could be defined. And that's where people's eyes really become open. Like I sit back and I'm just relating it to the home shows, because you guys have been in every single home show for, you know, basically since you opened your business here. Watching people enter your space and how they're amazed. You can literally watch people imagine what their homes could be and how they're amazed by the different type of lighting applications. And it has changed and evolved since you started, as far as the type of lighting that you're bringing in, and the different options for ceilings. Like here in our podcast room, we have a matte finish, but I've seen high gloss, I've seen mirrored, I've seen prints, I've seen the luminous, the backlit, I've seen cove lighting, I've seen everything that you guys do. Well, probably not everything. I mean, you do a lot. But it's absolutely incredible. And what it does is, you know, especially, you know, if you have a condo on the beach and you want to open your space up more, get more lighting into your space, make it feel more expansive than what it really is, adding that high gloss finish is incredible. And you see the reflection of the outdoor space. I mean, literally walking through what this application can do for any space is incredible.
And you know, it's funny when what you mentioned about those high gloss ceilings, and many people who first saw the stretch ceilings was a high gloss.
Right.
Well, it existed, the matte always, but that was a part of the strategy. To be honest with you, we started pushing a lot a high gloss as a solution of adding volume to your place. And especially if you're, you know, on the ocean, it, like I used to say, it brings ocean to your
absolutely
apartment.
Yeah.
So many designers as well, they thought that's only glossy possible. But that was a strategic move of mine. Why? Because this way they pay attention to the product overall, first of all. And then we introduced matte finish. And why? Because that was a solution. You know, many people still ask the same question, why do I need it? Why is this solution? Why do I need it? I have a drywall, I have paint,
right.
You know, it's something classical I already have, I don't need to. But that's the way it is. People doesn't accept changes in their life. So same thing when you bring in new technology at the beginning, you say, what the hell is that? Why would I use that? I don't need it. You know, it's like when the TikTok came to the market,
right.
Like, why do I need TikTok?
And now right, now it's everywhere.
Now it's everywhere, so same thing. So we introduced the matte finish as a solution overall of a stretch ceiling. For example, when we solve, I say it always, I solve problems. I don't sell ceilings. And one of the biggest problem designers even have, or remodelers, when they walk into those condos, we're talking about the market of the United of the Miami right now, right? So a lot of condos they build here, and it's concrete.
Yeah, and these are luxury condos.
Absolutely,
like, yeah, we have some projects, of the most high end, right?
$20+ million, you know, high end. And you walk into the condo, you have three bulbs, simple three bulbs to highlight your beautiful interior, and it's a $20+ million condo. So what do? You know, of course, you can hire a GC. And they're going to do the whole remodeling process. But imagine, I'm just giving an example. Developers deliver those units with the flooring, many of them, right? So you just got your condo, and it's a terrible, terrible situation because you have to hire a GC, spend a lot of money, spend so much time pulling the permits and et cetera, and go through all that mess. You cannot move into the unit. It takes another six, seven
right.
months. So with our solution, we are able to get them into the unit in like 3-4 weeks from the stage of planning to the installing everything. So that's a huge solution for, you know, buyers, owners, and same time as designers, because they invest a lot of money into high-end furniture, and then the problem is they cannot use existing lighting to actually highlight the spot,
right?
So we help them out to distribute the lighting in a fast way, an efficient way, and
beautiful way. I mean, the fixtures and everything that you guys have, they're incredible.
So that's a good solution. And eventually architects and designers realize that, and I think that's a thing. That's a thing for them.
And also, you know, people are thinking, you know, well, you know, what is it? Because a lot of spaces, especially older, you know, condos or homes, they don't have high ceilings. People want to get as much height as they can. And when they think, oh, now I have to add something on top of my existing ceiling. This is if they have an existing ceiling. But you don't take away much space. Like, it is a minimal drop. And you don't even realize it because the effect that this product does actually makes your ceiling seem higher. But let's talk about that possible concern that someone might be having when they have an existing ceiling and they know they have to either refinish it or they want different types of lighting before they start cutting into that ceiling. You know, considering the stretch ceiling and the lighting applications that you guys offer, how does it actually work?
So the minimum drop is still considered a drop ceiling.
Right.
But the problem is most of those ceilings are uneven, not really painted well, or even, you know, who knows, maybe popcorn ceilings. So realistically, the minimum drop is just 3/4 of an inch. But because after we install it, it becomes so flat and smooth, it actually looks like a higher ceiling.
And this is like, you know, we hear level 5 finish. I mean, we've joked around. This is like level 7.
True. It's a level 7 because here in the standards in Miami of level 5, like level 2 for me.
Right. Yeah. Seriously, it's incredible, but you will have absolute perfection.
True. I honestly met only one GC in this market who did a great job with the ceilings. I'm like, what the hell? Show me that guy.
Right.
Because I don't know. We joke around. The whole Miami, the level of interior finishing, we call it Hialeah style.
Right. Yeah. No, it's true. Because the thing is, a lot of these contractors are getting in and out. And it's easy. And the reason why, even in some of these luxury custom developments, you know, that we see being built, you know, a lot of them are out west because that's where the land is, whether we're talking about Boca or Parkland or Palm Beach Gardens or whatever, the standard is a textured finish. And they don't even offer smooth coat. So if you want like a smooth ceiling, you know, you're either redoing it once you move in or, you know, going to someone like Vellum. I mean, because, you know, this is for condos, it's for homes, it's for developers. Like now, architects are specifying your products in all of these new developments. You're in design centers. You're, you know, when somebody buys a beautiful condo, whether we're talking about 1000 Museum or Bentley or whatever it might be, you know, you guys are like the go-to now.
True. It's because of the mindset we have. We always deliver. And that means that if you ordered something with us and you design some project, we're going to make it happen. And if sometimes, and this is business, something happens and you have to eat the cost, that's what we do.
Right.
We always deliver. So in those units, in those high-end condos, it's so important to deliver, you know, the best finish. And you just mentioned texture. And those textures, the reason why they use textures is just because it hides their...
Everything.
It hides even the way, you know, the way they apply texture.
Right.
It's like you see, you have here Venetian plaster, right?
Right.
So that's a decor, okay? You cannot say what's, you know, is there defects in there or no? It just hides perfection.
Right.
That's it. Simple as that. So textures and popcorn ceilings, it's just something you can spray and it's a cheap solution, but it just doesn't look so good.
Right. And also like to one of the points that you highlighted, you know, getting back into the lighting component, it doesn't matter if you have $500,000 home, $1 million home, $5 million home, $20 million home, whatever it might be, everyone has furniture that they want to highlight, artwork that they want to highlight, family photos that they want to highlight, whatever it might be. And the cans that you referenced before is the standard form of lighting that a lot of homes have. But imagine if you could have, you know, in some areas, having an elegant track system where you can highlight, you know, artwork on the wall, or if you have a certain type of linear lighting or cove lighting, or, you know, there's so many different types. I mean, you mentioned the luminous, there's different types of trays. You know, people go in to homes and they want moldings. They want all different types of elements, but the elegance that your product offers, I want to go into that a little bit further because it's something that, you know, people want, but they don't know where to go to get it, or they think it's just way too expensive.
Right. The importance of lighting is huge in our life, as I mentioned before.
But and the types of lighting, right.
And there are different types of lighting. And nowadays, a very popular product is a truck, which is a low voltage truck, which has a lot of different options of lighting fixtures. And those fixtures has different function. Some of them are decorative. Some of them are, you know, highlighting, as you mentioned, the frame of a picture of art. Some of them are just giving a nice little ambience and etc. So it's a very versatile product we have, where you can plug and play and choose and change. And maybe, you know, in 3 years, you want to change the whole interior. So you're able to slide those track. It's a track lighting, but it's completely different than it used to be years ago. Why? Because it's more of a smart product right now, which you can control by your phone and divide into different sections, group them, and etc. So much of a possibilities. It allows you to become a designer in your house as well. But we do that for free and we help you out. We design the product, the project overall. We change it as many times as you need. We have design consultants always in the office. We do those renders. Yeah. Why? Because it's interior. It's all about how visual, you know, people are not visual, honestly.
They have no idea. Yeah.
I remember we did years ago, 3-4 years ago, one of the shows, and we did the 3D Oculus.
Yeah, I remember that.
That was a lot of fun for them, but it's because people want to see. People don't realize how can you use the product in your environment. You need to help them do that. And that's our job, you know. We say giver's gain. Why? That's why we do it for free. We, first of all, we help you and we give. And if you like, then you go with us. You don't, it's your choice.
Absolutely. And when we're talking about these tracks, we're not talking about your grandmother's track system. I mean, these are elegantly made. It's actually a design element as well. They're built into the surface of the ceiling as well. There's some that do drop down that, you know, I've seen the, you know, the everything from black to brushed nickel to the gold to matte to everything. But, you know, there are track systems that are flush with the ceiling that clip into it and you can adjust it as you go.
Correct. Yeah, we have different finishes as well, of course, because you want to match, you know, the style of your home you have. For example, you know, some people like they have brass.
Right.
Or gold.
Bronze. I think you have a rose gold as well, right?
Yeah, there's a rose gold. Actually, we have a project right now where we are about to install the nail salon in Texas. It's a gold ceilings, but it's a rose gold ceilings. And it's a product which is, we call it a mirrorless. So that means it's a very lightweight and it's a completely different structure and it's a humidity friendly and etc. So that, it just, people doesn't know it exists. Mirrorless mirror.
So does that, is the reflection reduced? Is that?
No, reflection is, it's pretty realistic. Everything is pretty similar. But the thing is, when you are in those hospitality projects, right, commercial, you have a lot of liability.
Yeah, to hang a mirror, it's, to hang a especially huge mirror, in the ceiling. Yeah.
Imagine how, you know, the liability is huge. Is huge, and we are in the United States. I just got I'm probably getting a lawsuit because somebody saw my dog and the guy fell off of a bicycle and he wants $50,000 right now. He sent me an email, the lawyer.
Really?
So that's what I'm saying. The liability is
everywhere.
Huge in the US.
Yeah.
Especially in those, you know, restaurants and right, or people, you can get.
And this is lightweight. I mean, nothing's going to happen. And also, like talking about walls, because this is not just ceiling. In a lot of these commercial type of applications, you're also doing walls.
Yeah, we're doing some projects which we call floor to ceiling. So different types. People just don't realize. Again, this is product which you can use in many ways. So, for example, if you walk in the airport, you see a lot of light boxes. Realistically, it's a very similar product on the light box with printed different designs. So now we mix the lighting, the linear lighting from floor to ceiling, and we're creating different feature walls, let's call it this way, that,
right,
that helps to
absolutely
helps to decorate your place.
Yeah. I mean, and that's exactly what this is. And, you know, if we look at walls, everyone thinks, okay, I can make that into a feature wall, whether we're talking about slats or Venetian plaster or just color paint or, you know, artificial green walls or living green walls or whatever it might be. But the largest canvas in our home that is really untouched is our ceiling.
Absolutely. The lack of understanding what you can do with your ceilings, it just completely all over the place here. I mean, people just don't know what you can do. It's normal to understand that, okay, I have floors.
Right.
Let me do something with the floors. But the ceiling up there, you can actually, you know, change the place completely by changing the style of your ceiling and the lighting. So it changes everything. I remember I had a nice project, a very funny one. I keep saying that story because I was actually here in Fort Lauderdale. We had a showroom in Dakota, the Design Centers of Americas, and there was a Saturday, and the guy calls me, says, listen, I fly in from the Tennessee right now on my private jet, and I want to see you. So, okay. Not sure, but okay. So we had a meeting and we met three people, and there was all of them over 70. And they're like, listen, here's a nice project. We're building our dream home. You know, it's the last home we're going to have. And look at it. And I'm asking, okay, what do you want to have there? You know, maybe as you mentioned before, a high gloss, and it's going to be over your swimming pool. It's 5,000 square feet, blah, blah, blah. He says, I want flying pigs pooping with the dollar bills. I'm like,
this is real.
I think, you know, he's joking,
right?
You know? And then we're discussing the slopes, the angles, the A-frame, and etc. And then I'm coming back with the same question. So what do you want to have there? You know, he's like, I told you, piglet pooping with the dollar bills. I'm like, oh my god, this guy is crazy. So I kind of skipped that question, and he actually asked me, listen. So it's Saturday. Why not? Why, I'm going to take you to Tennessee to measure, to look at the place. Like right now. I'm just like, no. I'm having an anniversary with my wife.
Right.
Okay, I'm going to send the plane next week. Are you fine with that? I said, okay. I'll grab my family. Why not visiting Tennessee? So he took me to measure his swimming pool, this area, to look at it on his private jet with two pilots. And then he took me back. But imagine what happens there. I go there, we land. It's like a private airport, but the only other helicopter I see there is from a sheriff, the police.
Right.
Nobody else. So I'm passing. So he gave me the truck. I'm driving the truck. Everyone is, you know, waving at me and saying hello. I'm like, well, what's going on here? So it takes me to the place, and I realize what's happening. The guy is probably the main employer in the area of the city, of a few cities around. And he grows pigs, pork, you know, products.
Yeah.
So he owns a company who is top 10 suppliers of the United States. So that's why he wanted pigs.
Pigs pooping dollar bills.
That makes sense, right?
Or some Benjamins, yeah.
That makes sense. So of course,
that
we had so many different
project.
Yeah, different projects, you know, different people, different projects. So that brings me to that answer to you. Yes, we can design anything on your ceiling, whatever you can imagine. So we call it, we digitize. Maybe there is an original art. We can digitize it and print on the ceiling.
Right.
And it could be as well backlit. So there are so many projects, walls to ceilings.
No, it's amazing. And, you know, when we're talking about all of this, like all I can think about is how you have revolutionized and really changed the way that, you know, at least South Florida, but you're in a number of markets, from New York, you're in Texas, you have different dealers in different markets, and I know that you guys are expanding, but how it has changed the design industry has to be most exciting for you, because you came here as an educator to build your brand and educate people what the product actually is. But how all of these projects have come to fruition and how you have made your mark and continued to make your print all over South Florida in particular, you know, what does that mean to you in the sense of changing the way that we look at design?
Well, that's very important because, as we say, design changes, the whole design industry changes the way people live, the way people feel, So for me to put that little print, it's you know, exciting.
Yeah.
It's some type of self-love and confidence and many things, a lot of emotions. So I remember when I started here, actually I thought that I'm going to be a wholesale supplier for the GCs and remodelers.
Right.
And we came over first, you know, I'm a go-getter. I actually knock on the door of different showrooms and say, hey, hi, my name is Russ, you know, let's collaborate.
So, and that was one of the, you know, most important parts as far as what you did. You put your product in a lot of showrooms.
Absolutely. We installed it in many different showrooms for free in many showrooms, you know, but it's not about that. What I wanted to say is that when I came over, I said, I'm going to be a supplier. I thought it's going to be much faster right. to educate the market. But I realized we did, you know, free, let's call it days of lunch and learns for different architects and different contractors. And most of them in 2 weeks, every day, 2 weeks, you know, 5 days a week, I did those lunch and learns for them. And most of them said, you know what, it's a great product. We just don't know, you know, it's something new for us and we are afraid of even using it. You
right.
know? Do we have a demand here? No demand and etc. So I understood that, okay, now it's time for me to actually create that demand. And I said, I'm going to be installing it. And not as a wholesaler, not as a supplier, not as a factory, but I'm going to actually install it. Yes, it took me some time, and you saw me growing.
Right.
From simple projects of first one was a bedroom of a popcorn ceiling, you know.
Right. Well, that was like the easiest solution. Popcorn ceiling, someone that just wanted to update it. It was a great solution, and it is.
Right. And as we say, you know, every single business is a problem solver. If you don't solve anybody's problem, I don't know why you exist, right?
Right.
So same McDonald's, if you want to eat, you just go solve a problem, you're starving.
And quick.
Quick, fast, right? So that's a fast food. So for us, that was okay. What is the problem? What is the problem? They have ugly popcorn ceiling. So I started from that. But I realized eventually, you know, after a year or two, that something is wrong here. And I'm more into design. I'm more into creativity. So that allowed me to express myself, showcase the product, and get me to a different level, you know, working in those high-end buildings like Zaha Hadid, 1000 Museum penthouses, where you have celebrities buying condos there like Beckham, Mark Anthony, and etc., many of those. Big people, then they choose stretch ceilings
right.
as well.
So I assume it was introduced to them by a designer, by the developer, by people like that to know it as a solution.
Absolutely. There is no way you can, you know, I think that the best way of doing business is by connecting with people.
Right.
So obviously I didn't knock on the door of somebody, a celebrity, and said, hey, I have a stretch ceiling for you, you know?
No, you don't do that. Messi just bought around the corner here.
We actually measured his... one of his condos in a building called Regalia in Sunny Isles. So we've been to his apartment.
All right. That's one of his places.
Yes, exactly. He has much more.
Yeah, he has a lot more. But no, I mean, it's an incredible solution. We've gone over that. You know, there's so many different capabilities, but you've grown. I want to just touch on all of the different markets that you guys are in, because you've tested different markets and ways of being able to expand, and it's difficult for you as an individual, as a business owner, to just expand and have different installation teams in other areas. So you've really taken on partners. You've taken on, you know, ultimately, you know, the franchise.
Yeah, we started franchising. We have some different locations, but different markets, they require a different approach.
Right.
So if we look at the New York City market or Manhattan market, it's a different animal, you know. You have a lot of, you have main, the biggest architectural companies in there. And I call it a mafia. You
right.
can't just get in there so easy. You know, it's not, it's a different animal once again. So projects are there. We had bids, you know, over $1 million per project.
Right.
Just in stretch ceilings. But again, to get specified, it's different than just working in the residential market. And then besides that, you cannot install it without union labor. So we had here in Miami like 17 guys from Union. We teach them how to install stretch ceilings. And besides that, we supervise them. So again, different markets, Latin America, like now Puerto Rico is becoming a thing.
Right.
And we're teaching the guys over the video calls, technical support calls, and they started installing it. And in the past 3 weeks, I don't know, Puerto Rico
became
hot. So again, different market, different approach. And I'm pretty sure, like my role here right now with the stretch ceilings is to educate the market. And I'm not interested no longer just doing a retail, you know, that was not my goal
right.
when I came over here. My goal is to be, to become a main supplier, educator in this field. And I think we're doing pretty good. We have now got together already 9 people. It's a remote office we have in Medellin, Colombia.
Okay.
Who actually doing presentations every single day to different contractors. So I'm back to my original idea of wholesaling
right.
as a factory. And we do that every day, every single day.
Well, there's a time for every business. You know, it's a matter of in being able to cater to the right time. And as you have mentioned throughout this entire podcast, you know, it's education is key. Brand awareness is key, and everything that you've done and continue to do is all about brand awareness, creating the demand, and making sure people understand the product. I mean, that's the probably the biggest, not issue, but problem with most businesses is people being able to interact with a product, because unless they go to somebody's home and see it firsthand, or if it's in a showroom, or if they go to your showroom, or obviously if they come to the home show, they're just seeing pictures. And being able to touch, feel, see the application, see how it works, really changes, you know, the way that your product is presented.
Absolutely. And I remember my first show with you.
I remember that booth. I mean, it had all the dimensions and everything. I think you like literally landed and came straight to the convention center.
Right. And I think that was so a little bit overloaded for some people to understand what it is. It was
right.
too commercial application, what we showed at that time. But actually, we already had all the cove lighting and linear lighting. Maybe it was just more for a hospitality show rather than for the home show. So you saw me changing the booth styles, different ways, different options, different approach. So I simplified at some point because people cannot visualize. So I simplified so they look at it as a bedroom. You know, so you always want to pass some type of emotion. But if you look at my last booth,
right,
which I'm sorry, I wasn't there. I was my 40th birthday and I was in the Caribbean sailing with the catamaran. But because we have very good, operation and procedures and a very good partner I have who is on the technical side. So we were able to bring in, I would say, the Saloni di Milano level booth to this show. And I'll tell you how it happens, you know, because I'm curious. I explored the world, I travel, you know, and I wanted to bring something more architectural. I don't know if you noticed, some of those walls were, you know, on different angles, and it's easier to build a stupidly rectangular simple booth, but you know, I want experience. So I do travel a lot. And of course, a lot of inspirations you get from Italy, for example, because brands are coming in there for design week, most biggest and most known brands in the interior design world. So of course, you walk around, it doesn't matter what industry you are, furniture or, you know, decoration of flooring, but it's about the approach, you know, it's about the approach of entrepreneur, how they look right. at things. So I think this year, and a few next shows, you know, pretty much staying with the concept of what we have. Not everyone understands that, but I think it brings already a wow effect and a different level. And I really, really, really want to invite all of your partners who are in the show, exhibitors, to bring a different level, to bring a different, again, approach. Like when I pass by those booths, sometimes people are just simply sitting scrolling in their phones and they're not interacting with their clients, and the booth looks like I don't know, back in the 20s. I don't know. I mean it's why? That's your business. That's a one time. It's like people scrolling over the phone. You have 3 seconds to grab their attention and interact with them. And if you don't do that, it's not going to happen. I mean, come on, this is your business. This is your life. I mean, if you there for only a dollar, a buck in your pocket, okay, maybe you should work for somebody else or what. Why are you doing business and you're not really into that 100%?
Right. And that's the thing. I tell people all the time, you know, by being a part of the home design and remodeling shows, I mean, we produce them in Miami, Fort Lauderdale, and Palm Beach. This is their stage. You know, people can design and think outside the box because once you work with a client, you have to think within their realm as far as what they're looking to achieve. But in the show, you can do something special. You can go beyond. You can separate yourself from the others in the industry because a lot of people play it safe. That's human nature. But to go beyond and show the capabilities and show, I mean, you guys exemplify that to the 10th degree. I mean, it's special. And when you talk experience, you know, our event, our shows, our platform, it's all about experience. It's all about personalizing your brand. It's all about inspiring. It's all about showing the potential. So that way people can stretch their imagination and really think about, okay, how can I use this product? And this is the company that I want in my home because I know that they're going to take my idea and just make it a whole lot better. And how you guys, you know, use this platform, use our partnership. You know, I want to ask you, like, what does this home show partnership mean to you?
So first of all, I don't think people coming there to buy something to your show. They come in there to spend their time. And many times, if you're not, if you look at it as a platform just to sell right away, yeah, there are some vendors who sell pillows and whatever, you know. But you are there to meet people. And it doesn't have to be, you know, a final client. You meet vendors, other vendors in the industry. You spend time with them. And it's not about what you sell. It's about who you're with, you know, who you meet, how you spend time there. So I encourage vendors, exhibitors to enjoy the process and enjoy the time there. And you never know who's going to come over there, how they're going to change your life. You never know. Right. So either you trying to sell something like from a kiosk of, you know, ice cream, or you interact and you showcase yourself. And as you mentioned before, to bring it to a different level shows, you know, how strong you are and how far can you go. So if you meet one good person in there, they might bring a project of your life.
Absolutely.
Because they just see your approach, the way you do things. And yes, you might spend more money than you expected. There is a budget. But if you go an extra mile, you will attract an extra good client.
100%.
There is an expression, if you want to attract success, you got to become attractive.
Right.
So if you're not attractive in this show, you're probably not attractive to your best customer.
Exactly. Because they, you know, they're looking for something. And if you don't look, you might cater to that clientele. But if you don't look it and walk it and talk it and feel it, you're not going to be it. So, you know, as far as everything, I mean, you know, speaking from the home show, we appreciate your partnership. And I'm excited just to see where we started, where we're going, where we are, everything as far as all evolution. But you've seen a lot of projects. We already talked about flying pigs, pooping dollar bills. What are some other projects that you've done, whether you got them from shows or just in general? Are there any other projects that have really stood out to you in the sense of fun, challenge, design elements, whatever it might be?
Absolutely. And one of the shows we had in Wynwood in Miami, and I always say, don't judge, you know, what happened at the show and how many leads you've got. It has to be natural, and people are coming back sometimes after 2 years.
Right, absolutely.
And it's a lot about the consistency, you know. It's like if you've been at the first show and the second and third, doesn't mean that the client's ready to trust you and to work with you. sometimes they have to see you five times in a row and they say, okay, listen, I'm ready for this. So one of the shows that was a Wynwood, honestly, I thought that was a terrible show in the quantity of the leads. I don't know why. Maybe there was a different weather or whatever. But then I get a call in like 3 months and the guy says, listen, I saw you at the show and, you know, we need some help with lighting and come over. He gives me the address. I come over and it's a casino. That's one of the first projects. I got six figure project. That was a $280,000+ project because of that show, right? So the project was fun because we took a challenge to recreate weird shape lighting fixtures in the whole casino, over the poker tables. So it was challenging. I spent so much time on redesigning something we're limited because of the style they had there. But eventually what I wanted to say here is that sometimes you get a very good clients if you don't even expect that. So to your exhibitors, I keep saying the same thing. There are times where my design consultants or salespeople would say, I don't want to go to the show. Like we outgrown of the show. We got so much of nice clients and that was not because of the show. But I say, listen, that's how we started. That's where we made a lot of those connections. And it's about people. It's not about just the projects. So if I would say, how did I get to the one of the biggest projects, most high-end buildings? It's because I started connecting with people and start from the show. Let's say you meet a person X at the show and that person X is working at the project, you know, Y. And then you meet somebody there and it's a continuous process. So you have to do that. And even at those times when they said, we don't want to do this, I said, I have to support Adam and be there and bring the best booth to the show. And you never know who you're going to meet there. So once again, experience and connecting with people there, that's what's most important. So a lot of different projects, Adam, I cannot count how many we had.
No, absolutely. And, you know, we've spoken a lot today about how you immigrated here, how you started your business, how you've grown your business, the purpose of, you know, stretch ceiling applications, the opportunity of what lighting solutions will provide homes, offices, developments, everything. Is there anything we didn't touch on that you want to cover?
You know, I want to cover one thing, you know, as an entrepreneur, and it doesn't matter what industry you're in. I think the first thing you want to is to spend time on yourself. And people don't see the hard work, you know. They look at the business and say, okay, I've seen you outgrown this, you achieved the American dream in a few years, you know, etc. Yes, I did. But the hard work is on yourself, is when you stay with yourself and then you ask yourself a question, how do I become better than I was yesterday? So every single business is going to grow only if you grow.
Right.
That's all I wanted to say here.
No, absolutely. It's a great point. And you have to, again, invest in yourself, build yourself, but have an incredible team around you because you've done an amazing job doing that internally. And you guys continue to grow.
We do. And having a good, amazing team, it's not something you just built and leave there. It's a continuous process.
It is.
To maintain that. You know, to maintain everywhere, we do have situations inside of the teams as well. But the question is, how do you manage that? How do you maintain the good vibe, you know? And people, entrepreneurs, how do you say it? There are entrepreneurs and there are intrapreneurs.
Right.
So inside of the company, you want to have some intrapreneurs. And if you're a business owner, if you don't trust and you don't let them be more creative, then you're stuck in your own world and you cannot sit on every single, how do you say, you cannot wear all the hats.
Right.
So you want to let people be creative and let them do mistakes and let them grow and learn. And this way you grow as a business.
100%. I mean, we all know, you know, the key to a team is you're only as good as the person next to you. And the point of growing your team is having other people that are better at what they do than what you do.
Absolutely. I agree on that one.
So if somebody listening to this, they want to reach out to you and your team, you know, what's your website, best form of contact?
I think nowadays the best form of contact is Instagram. You know, you see fresh stories of projects, you see new reels of videos, you know, of the projects.
Absolutely.
So Instagram is Vellum Design
underscore
official. Or of course you can go to vellumdesign.com and reach out to our team. And you know, if we have some entrepreneurs looking at us or listening to us, we are actually looking for partners. Maybe in the LA area. I think that's a great market and we can do much better than we did in Miami. So if somebody is out there and interested in some type of a different venture, we're looking for partners, and I contact us. Why not?
Bring the innovation. I mean, that's exactly, and I mean, it's all creativity. So I can't thank you enough for being here today. You know, this was an exciting talk, hearing about your story, hearing about the industry and really how you're changing it. So, you know, for all of you listening, I thank you for tuning in today. The Home Design and Remodeling Show is Florida's premier destination for everything home design and home improvement. You can always visit our shows in Miami, Fort Lauderdale, and Palm Beach. Check out our website at homeshows.com. Follow us at FL Home Shows. But until next time, make sure you subscribe to our channel on YouTube, on Spotify, on Apple Music, everywhere that you can watch video and listen to our podcast, the Home Design Podcast. But until next time, stay tuned for the next episode.